Mighty man of valor.
Primary text. Judges 6:11-16. The angel of the Lord came and sat under the oak at Ophrah. Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "The Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor." And Gideon said to him, "Please, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us?" And the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this might of yours and save Israel from the hand of Midian. Do not I send you?" And he said to him, "Please, Lord, how can I save Israel? Behold, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." And the Lord said to him, "But I will be with you. Men of God, brothers in the fight, warriors in the making, we live in a world confused about what makes a man strong. Culture says it's the loudest voice, the biggest muscles, the one who takes what he wants. But God's word paints a different picture. A man whose strength is proven, governed, and trustworthy in Hebrew. That's Gibor Chayil. Gibor Chayil, a mighty man of valor. Gibor means warrior champion. To prevail and rise above Chayil means strength, virtue, moral force, capability under control. Together, it's not reckless bravado, it's power submitted to God. Let's see how God forges such men. Judges 6:12, the Lord is with you, mighty man of valor. Gideon didn't look mighty, hiding in a wine press. Threshing wheat in fear, doubting God, insecure about his weakness. Yet the angel calls him Gibor Chayil. Why? God names you by calling, not current condition. He speaks identity before behavior. Some of you let past labels stick. Addict, failure, angry, absent. But God says, that's not your name. He calls you mighty before the battle, because the battle shapes you into it. Men, stop answering to old names, respond to God's. Proverbs 6:2, Beretetu. Better a patient man than a warrior, a man who controls his temper than one who takes a city. Gibor Chayil isn't brute force or domination. It's not anger masquerading as strength, not loud intimidation or ego. Biblical strength is power restrained, patient, controlled, submitted. A man who can't submit can't be trusted with authority. Real strength walks away from foolish fights, listens instead of dominating, obeys God over impulses. Any fool can explode, only a mighty man masters himself. No forging without fire, your trials test this control. 2 Samuel 23 describes David's mighty men. Once distressed, in debt, discontented, broken. They didn't start as legends, they became them through faithfulness to David and God. Before glory process, God recruits the faithful, not the finished. No sword skips the forge. No man skips the fire, your delays, disciplines, waits. They're not rejection, they're refinement. You're not being held back, you're being hammered into shape for men in recovery. From addiction, violence, pride, this word fits perfectly. Gibor Chayil faces truth without excuses, owns the past without living there, asks for help without shame. It's more courage to stay sober than start a fight, more strength to be faithful than flashy. Recovery isn't weakness, it's warfare God's way. No shame in the process, glory in the becoming. Micah 6:8, he has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? Gibor Chayil acts justly, loves mercy, grace received and given, walks humbly, with God not ahead. Not tough looks, but trusted character. God builds men who stand when it matters, not who dominate rooms. Some feel God's called to something higher, but answer with excuses tonight. He's not asking perfection, he's asking willingness to submit, be shaped, lay down false strength. If that's you, stand, come forward, lift your hand, let's pray. Father God, I lay down false strength, I surrender pride and fear, I receive your calling. I choose obedience over excuses, I will walk in courage, integrity, and humility. I am becoming a Gibor Chayil in Jesus' name, amen. God needs truer men, not louder ones. Men who stand firm, stay faithful, submit to lead. That's Gibor Chayil, rise to it. Your process is his promise. Amen.